Neighbors Are Our Practice by Tenzin Palmo. Meditation is only one of the many qualities that's emphasized. It's a very important one because we have to understand our mind, and we can only understand our mind by looking at it. But to be a well-balanced practitioner and reach our aim of being a totally integrated and realized being, we must develop many other essential qualities. Among these are generosity, tolerance, patience, ethics, loving kindness, compassion, and so on. Now, if we take something like ethics or loving kindness, it's obvious that one needs other people in order to practice. It's very easy living up in a retreat to be ethical because there's no one to steal from, no one to lie to. It's no big deal to be patient. And to be generous, it's only necessary to throw out a few crumbs to the birds. Yes, very generous. We need others. We need society in order to really exercise these essential qualities. So we start where we are, within the family. Again, it's very easy to sit on our meditation cushion or to come here to a Dharma center. We sit here and we chant, "May all beings be well and happy. May they all be at ease. May they be endlessly filled with bliss." All those little sentient beings are out there on the horizon, over there somewhere. Somebody told me exactly this the other day. She was sitting meditating on loving kindness and compassion. Then her kids came and knocked at the door and said, "Mom, we want this and this." And she found herself screaming at her children, "Go away, I'm doing my loving kindness." Whoops. The point is that our children, our parents, our partner, our business colleagues, the people we meet, our neighbors, these are our practice. The Buddha described patience as the highest austerity. He said that austerity is not about flagellating yourself or doing tremendous fasting, not sitting in the midst of fires in the way the Indians did. He said to forget these ideas of austerity, these tremendous tortures of the body. The real austerity is being patient with others. Everybody encounters in their life, often in their daily life, people who seem to be born only to have the function of pushing all our buttons, who seem motivated to be difficult and to cause problems. Instead of making us angry or wanting to retaliate, these people are actually our greatest spiritual friends. Because while it's very pleasant when everyone's being nice to us and all the situations in our life are running smoothly, we don't learn anything. It's easy to be loving towards people who are loving. That doesn't take any talent. The real test is to feel warm and have a sense of, "May you be well and happy," towards someone who's really creating a lot of problems for us.